All right, everybody, welcome back. Get ready, because today we're diving into the world of institutional investors.
That's right, those giants of Wall Street, the ones moving markets with every trade.
They're like the whales of the financial ocean, right?
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't ignore a whale breaching the surface.
We definitely don't want to ignore what these institutional investors are up to.
Absolutely not.
So today, we're going to break down what's piquing their interest, what's on their radar.
And trust me, these guys don't make moves without a reason.
Not at all. They've got strategies, they've got analysts, they're playing the long game.
Precisely. So let's unpack some of their recent moves and see what insights we can glean.
Sounds good to me. So first up, let's talk about Citigroup, a name I'm sure most of you recognize.
Of course, a global banking giant.
Exactly. But they've been making some interesting shifts lately, kind of like rearranging the furniture in a really big house.
And we're not talking about a minor makeover here. This is more like a complete renovation.
Right. They're stepping back from consumer banking in some places.
Yes. They're pulling back from those everyday checking accounts and mortgages.
And doubling down on wealth management instead.
They want to cater to those high net worth individuals and, of course, institutional investors.
It's like they're trading in the corner diner for a Michelin star restaurant.
That's a great analogy. It's about exclusivity, specialized services.
And let's be real, potentially bigger profits.
Exactly.
But it's not just about who they're serving, it's also about where they're operating, right?
You're spot on. Citigroup's global reach is a huge draw for institutional investors.
Global diversification. It's like the golden rule of investing.
Absolutely. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, as they say.
And with Citigroup, you're not just investing in one country or one market.
You're tapping into a global network, which can help manage risk.
Exactly. And we can't forget about those dividends.
Ah, yes. The sweet sound of passive income.
Citigroup is known for offering some pretty attractive dividends.
Music to an investor's ears, especially those looking for a steady stream of income.
Okay, so we've got exclusivity, global diversification, attractive dividends. What's not to love, right?
Well, at least from an institutional investor's perspective, there's a lot to like.
For sure. All right, but let's shift gears a bit. We've got to talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the Bitcoin in the portfolio?
Ah, yes. The world of crypto. Even institutional investors can't resist its allure.
It seems like everyone's trying to figure out how to get a piece of the action.
And for good reason, the potential for growth in the crypto space is enormous.
So today, we're diving into two players in the crypto arena, Marathon Digital Holdings and Coinbase Global.
Two very different companies, but both are attracting serious attention from institutional investors.
Okay, so let's break it down. First up, we've got Marathon Digital Holdings, or MRA for short.
These guys are all about Bitcoin mining. They're like the digital gold miners of the 21st century.
They're the ones with the picks and shovels digging for that digital gold.
Exactly. And it's not as simple as it sounds. Bitcoin mining requires serious computing power and a lot of energy.
And that's where MRA comes in. They provide that infrastructure to bring new Bitcoins into circulation.
Precisely. Now, on the other hand, we have Coinbase Global, or Co-IN.
These guys are a bit different. They're not in the business of mining Bitcoin.
No, they're all about providing the platform, the marketplace for trading cryptocurrencies.
So if MRA is like the gold mine, then Coinbase is like the digital bank, right?
Exactly. They're the ones facilitating the buying, the selling, the trading of all things crypto.
And they've become a go-to platform for both individual and institutional investors.
Absolutely. They provide that crucial link between traditional finance and the world of crypto.
And that's key for institutional investors who might be hesitant to dive headfirst into the crypto waters.
It's a way for them to dip their toes in, test the waters without going all in.
Exactly. So I've got MRI, the miners, and Coinbase, the facilitators.
Two very different approaches, but both essential to the growth and evolution of the cryptocurrency market.
Absolutely. And as the crypto market continues to mature, I'm sure we'll see even more institutional investors looking for their piece of the pie.
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But for now, let's move on to a company that needs no introduction.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a household name.
Amazon. It seems like they're everywhere these days.
And they're only getting bigger.
So what's attracting institutional investors to this behemoth of e-commerce?
It's more than just e-commerce at this point. It's about their relentless innovation, their expansion into new markets.
They're like that friend who always has a new side hustle going on.
Exactly. They're not content with just dominating one industry. They want to conquer them all.
And they've got their fingers in a lot of pies, from cloud computing with AWS.
The 800-pound gorilla of cloud services.
To healthcare, entertainment, even grocery delivery with Whole Foods.
They're constantly pushing boundaries, disrupting industries, and that's incredibly appealing to investors.
It's like they're playing a game of chess while everyone else is stuck on checkers.
Precisely. They're always a few steps ahead, anticipating trends before they even emerge.
So we've got innovation, diversification. What else is driving institutional interest in Amazon?
Well, let's not forget about their growth potential. They're a growth machine, plain and simple.
And they show no signs of slowing down.
Exactly. Their revenue just keeps climbing year after year.
All right, so Amazon, the relentless innovator, the growth juggernaut.
A force to be reckoned with in the world of institutional investing.
No doubt about it. But let's switch gears now to a company that's about as far from the world of e-commerce as you can get.
Oh, really? This should be interesting.
Walgreens Boots Alliance. We're talking brick-and-mortar drugstores.
The corner drugstore. A staple of communities everywhere.
Exactly. But don't let that fool you.
No, there's more to this story than meets the eye.
Because even in a world dominated by digital giants like Amazon, Walgreens is holding its own.
That's right. And institutional investors are taking notice.
So what's the appeal here? Why are they so interested in a company that seems, well, a bit old-fashioned?
Because sometimes old-fashioned is exactly what you need.
Okay, I'll bite. What do you mean by that?
Think about it. Walgreens is the epitome of stability. They provide essential goods and services.
Prescriptions, toiletries, snacks, the things people need no matter what's happening in the economy.
Exactly. And that makes them a classic example of a defensive stock.
Hey, defensive.
It means they tend to hold up well during economic downturns.
Because no matter how bad things get, people still need their medicine.
Precisely. So while other companies might see their profits plummet during a recession,
Walgreens is still there providing those essential goods and services.
And that stability is like a warm blanket for institutional investors.
I can see that. Especially those who are responsible for managing large retirement funds or endowments.
They're not looking for risky bets. They want steady, reliable returns.
And Walgreens fits that bill perfectly.
Absolutely. They're the tortoises in the race, slow and steady, but always there at the finish line.
So we've got stability, but Walgreens is also making moves to adapt to the changing healthcare landscape.
That's right. They're expanding their healthcare services, offering things like vaccinations, health screenings.
Even partnering with insurance companies.
They're becoming a one-stop shop for all things health and wellness.
Which is a pretty smart move considering the aging population and the growing demand for healthcare services.
It's all about staying ahead of the curve, even for a company with such deep roots.
Makes sense. All right, from the stability of Walgreens, let's jump back into the fast-paced world of tech.
Buckle up, because we're about to explore the world of high-performance computing.
Today, we're diving into Supermicrocomputer, or SMCI, as it's known on Wall Street.
These guys are all about building the powerful servers that power data centers and cloud computing.
We're talking about the backbone of the internet, the engines that drive our digital world.
Exactly. And with the exponential growth of data, the demand for SMCI's products is only going up.
So they're in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. They're riding the wave of big data, artificial intelligence, 5G networks.
And institutional investors are eager to get a piece of that action.
Of course. These are the technologies that are shaping the future.
And SMCI is right there on the front lines, providing the essential hardware.
They're like the master craftspeople, building the tools that make everything else possible.
I like that analogy. So we've got growth, innovation, but what sets SMCI apart from its competitors?
Well, one thing that really stands out is their focus on customization and energy efficiency.
Okay, so not only are they building powerful machines, they're making them adaptable and environmentally friendly.
Exactly. They understand that different clients have different needs.
And they're committed to reducing their environmental impact.
Which is a major selling point for institutional investors who are increasingly focused on ESG factors.
ESG, environmental, social, and governance.
Right. It's not just about financial performance anymore. It's about investing in companies that are making a positive impact.
And SMCI seems to tick all those boxes.
They're a company with a conscience, which is a powerful combination in today's world.
All right. Last but not least, we've got to talk about MicroStrategy.
Ah, yes. The company that's making waves with its bold bet on Bitcoin.
They're like the maverick of the institutional investing world.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
They're certainly not afraid to take risks.
So tell us more about this risk. What did they do that has everyone talking?
Well, they decided to put their money where their mouth is when it comes to Bitcoin.
Okay.
Instead of holding traditional assets like cash or bonds in their treasury,
yeah,
they converted a huge chunk of it into Bitcoin.
Whoa. You mean like their actual reserves? The money they keep on hand for a rainy day?
Exactly. They went all in on Bitcoin, making it a primary reserve asset.
Talk about a bold move. That's a serious vote of confidence in the future of cryptocurrency.
It certainly is. It's a high-risk, high-reward strategy, and it's caught the attention of a lot of institutional investors.
I bet. It's not every day you see a company, especially a publicly traded one, betting the farm on Bitcoin.
It's definitely a conversation starter. Some analysts are praising their forward-thinking approach,
while others are probably scratching their heads,
to say the least. But that's MicroStrategy for you. They're not afraid to shake things up.
That's for sure. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from global banking giants to cryptocurrency pioneers.
Yeah, everything in between. It's been quite the journey through the world of institutional investing.
It really has. So, as we wrap things up, what are some key takeaways for our listeners? What have we learned from peeking into the portfolios of these institutional giants?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important to remember that institutional investors are not a monolith.
Right. They don't all move in lockstep.
Exactly. They have different investment philosophies, risk tolerances, and time horizons.
So what might be a smart move for one investor might be completely wrong for another.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why it's crucial to understand the why behind their decisions.
Don't just follow blindly. Do your own research.
Exactly. Figure out what's driving their investment thesis, what they're hoping to achieve.
Because ultimately, knowledge is power when it comes to navigating the complex world of investing.
I couldn't agree more. And remember, the insights we've discussed today are just a starting point.
Exactly. It's up to each individual investor to take this information and use it to make informed decisions that align with their own financial goals and risk tolerance.
And never stop learning. The world of finance is constantly evolving.
That's right. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay invested in your financial education.
Well said.
This deep dive has been fascinating, and I hope our listeners have found it insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of institutional investors. And remember, until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deeper into the world of finance.